Who dares enter my lair? You're from the neighboring town, I assume. Just like the rest of these statues. Is it just the one warrior today? Not as much fun. You must be quite the hero to face such terrible evil all by your lonesome. I must say, I'm quite intrigued. Almost intimidated by such a show of confidence. Or maybe you're just too stupid to realize how much trouble you've gotten yourself into. Either way, hero, this is your last chance. Turn around now if you don't want to be just another statue in my collection. No? I mean it, hero. This is no way to end your tale. Look at the mournful faces of these statues. You don't want to end up like one of them, do you? Damn it. Suit yourself, hero. Don't say I didn't warn you. Oh, what? Hey. Oh, you're no warrior. You're barely even a man. You stupid boy! What are you doing skulking around my cave like that? You scared me half to death. I really thought you were some big hero, come to hack my bloody screaming head off as a trophy. Oh God, my hands are shaking. I really thought that was it. It's okay. Deep breaths. Not a hero. Just a silly, stupid boy. It's all right. It's all right. Don't bother struggling to move, stupid boy. Consider yourself lucky that you're not a statue already. I managed to stop my curse short when I saw that pathetic look on your face. You'll just be paralyzed for, I don't know, a few days, I think? Probably no more than a week. What? Oh, don't look at me like that. It's not an exact science, you know. You think there's a handbook on how to be a monster? Ugh. Stupid boy. Ugh. Look at you. You've fallen over into a puddle. You're completely soaked and muddy. You'd probably freeze to death if I left you like this. No. Don't look at me with those sad eyes. Stupid boy. I fail to see how any of this is my problem. You were the one sneaking into my home, remember? I was absolutely terrified. I went through my whole evil speech and everything. Ugh, why didn't you just run? I guess the speech only works on the smart ones. Ugh. Well, you're not touching my stuff while you're all muddy like that. So I'll have to clean you up. Come on. You go. All right. There's a hot spring near the back of my cave. I'll just carry you over there and we can get you cleaned up. Okay, so this spring is pretty hot and I don't really know what's too hot for a human, so just blink a few times if the water is burning you, okay? What? Why are you looking at me like that? Oh, you're wondering why I know so little about humans. Well, go figure. You're the first one I've spent more than 10 seconds with. Every other human I've met has either screamed and run away or screamed and run towards me, sword at the ready. They see a 9-foot-tall snake woman and they run. No questions. No one bothers to talk. Whatever. Let me just get these muddy clothes off of you now. Well, this is certainly not what I thought I'd be doing today. All right, I'm going to lower you in now. It's all right. Not too hot. Okay, good. I'll just wipe away all this mud now. Sorry, I petrified you. And that I'm being so mean. I know it probably sounds stupid coming from someone like me, but I'm actually terrified of humans. And when I get scared, I just default back to this monster that the world has forced me to become. I don't like being the monster. I hate it. I don't want to be mean and scary. I don't want to have people turn to stone when they come for my head. But everyone just sees the snake hair and the scaly skin and they've already made up their mind. Everyone except for you. My stupid boy. I guess what I'm trying to say is thank you for treating me like a normal person instead of a monster. Well, thanks for trying anyway, before I petrified you. It's really sweet, and maybe you're not just a stupid boy. Maybe you are the brave hero after all. Sorry, I'm rambling. It's been a long time since I've been able to talk to someone, even if it is kind of a one-sided conversation. Still nice. Get you all cleaned up and then we can. It seems like you've been enjoying this bath a little more than I'd expected. You're getting rather excited down there. Am I really doing that to you? Is it me? You're not repulsed by my monstrous appearance. Oh, you're going to make me blush, you silly boy. I never imagined a human could be this comfortable around me. Not to mention being aroused by my body and my touch. So, you really like this then? When I rub my hands across your body, when I hold you close, pouring the hot water over your skin. I must say, I'm quite fond of it myself. I've never touched a human like this before. Oh, it's been a while since I've felt this excited. Can I keep going? How about you give me a wink for yes and a... Oh, so many winks! Okay. Wow. So you really like this that much? All right. So, what if I hold you a little closer then? Oh, yes. You like that? How about I give you a little kiss? You'd like that too? All right. Oh, wow. I liked it too. All right. So, now that you're all clean, why don't we head over to my bed? I procured some amazing furs from a caravan a few months ago. They're really warm and soft. They should keep you nice and comfortable while you wait out the petrification. Would you like that? Okay, good. Let's go. You're blushing quite a lot now. Do you like being carried? Is that it? Oh, you do. Do my big, strong arms make you feel safe? Oh, that's so cute. My cuddly little hero. I'll hold you extra tight then, okay? I'll keep you safe and so warm. Okay. Here we are. I'll just put you down and duck you under the furs. Is that all right? Are you comfortable? Okay, good. Is it okay if I join you? I mean, I know it's my bed, but I really like that I make you feel safe. So I just want you to know that I won't do anything with you unless you're okay with it, okay? So, you don't mind if I slither up next to you? Good. Okay, here I come. Hi. Never done anything like this before. I'm going to hold you again under the covers, okay? That's nice. Can we kiss again? Yeah. But a little bit deeper this time. Yeah? Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to warn you about my tongue. It's kind of long and, well, forked. Is that okay? Should I use it some more then? It's quite agile. Okay, here it comes. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was coiling around you. My tail is very instinctual. It has a mind of its own sometimes. It's okay. Not too tight. Or should I squeeze a little tighter? Okay. Tighter it is. How's that? Good. Oh, I feel you down there. Poking between the coils of my tail. How about I slither my tail back and forth, back and forth. Oh, your eyes are rolling back. I think it's safe to assume you're enjoying that. Does it really feel that good? Yum. Oh, good. I'm glad I can make you feel like this. Consider it my little apology for, you know, almost killing you. How about I move my tail a little lower and I slither my way up on top of you and right there. Should I keep going? Oh, you didn't wink. Oh shit, I'm so sorry. Am I going too far? Too fast? No wink. So I'm not going too far. I don't understand then. Are you teasing me? Oh, you little you stupid boy. You scared me half to death again. Oh. Okay. You've had your fun teasing me, silly boy. Now, shall we continue? What? No wink. Well, I don't understand. I didn't go too far, but also you don't want me to keep going. I'm sorry, I can't quite think straight right now. My mind is a little preoccupied. I want you really bad. Hey, you're winking. Oh, you devious little thing. You want me to beg, is that it? Oh, heavens. All right, oh, please, please, brave little hero, can I? Can I fuck you? I'm ever so horny. No? Okay, yeah, that wasn't very good, was it? I'm sorry. I'm not very good at being sexy. I should probably speak a little slower, right? Okay, and maybe softer? Yes? And more sincere. Okay, I think I've got it. Brave little hero, please, my pussy is dripping, hungry for your cock. I need you more than anything. Please, please give me permission. I can't stand it any longer. My heart is racing. I can't think straight. I can hardly breathe. I need you inside me, please. Please let me fuck you, my brave hero. Oh, that definitely did it. I felt you twitching down there. Okay. Then I'm just going to lower myself down now and... Oh, fuck. Oh, well. Okay. Oh, fuck. I'm going to start moving now. Oh, God. Oh, this is amazing. Oh, you're filling me up. Oh, my brave little hero. Oh, fuck. 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 Oh. No. Yes. Yes. Oh, my silly one. Oh, my brave one. Oh, yes. Oh, gods. I'm getting close. Are you close? Oh, yes. Good. Okay. I want you to come with me. Okay. Fill me up as much as you can. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm going to speed up now. Okay. Yes. Okay.
Don't stop.
I collapsed onto you. Oh, no. Sorry, was I smothering you? Oh. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Here. I'll lie down beside you. And coil back around you. I'll hold you tight, and we can just calm down. Maybe have a nap. Does that sound good? Good. Just keep holding you. Yes. I'll keep you warm. I'll keep you safe. My little hero. My stupid boy.